Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
That's our holiday gift to you guys. For coats for kids.
You're welcome.
Yes. Little Father Christmas from the Kinks done by the KISW Holiday Orchestra and our friends over at Caltrips. By the way, if you want to see the video of that, head to KISW.com, click on Coats for Kids, and donate. The video's right there, $20, put a brand new coat on a kid in need here in Washington State. So thanks to BJ and Miggs, Washington State Council Firefighters, and Operation Warm for doing some good this holiday season, because we're sure not in here. By the way, I think you'll match the donation up to $1,000.
Yeah.
So the video's good.
That's a hell of a contribution from Taylor Driving School and UMass Global. By the way, Coats for Kids, presented by KISW and our good friends at Palace Law. All right, time for a few emails now from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Well, we jump right into the birthdays, guys. What up, good fellas? It's your boy's 33rd birthday today, which I share with the great Britney Spears. Can I get to cut that bitch off? And what the dirty Germans was due if we went to Portland together to catch a Blazers game. Cheers to the new year, guys. That from GV.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!
Yeah, it is funny. Even if we go to Portland, it's funny you bring up the Blazers, because I promise you, after search with me within 24 hours, your crotch will be on fire.
Yeah, I was just thinking about smoking some weed and then eating some delicious steak bites. So we might watch some ladies dance. You ever seen a booby on fire?
Yeah, we don't go to voodoo donuts. We go to voodoo donuts.
I'm always at the salad bar.
Yeah, we can get you one of the giant penis donuts. We tried to get one for Miles. It's a joke. He did not care. The only sad part is it was a really good donut.
We're really hungover.
I know. I was like, man, it's like Bavarian cream.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And it took a while to get. They were like, no, we need one of the penis ones.
Guys, we do a little birthday thing for me. I'm a big ladies man movie fan, so can I get a ladies man fish sandwich? She wants a D, and your penis is too small. That for David, who is 45 years old today.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Guys, it's my 39th birthday, or circle around the moon. Can I please get a suck it up cupcake? And the German guys talking about how cool my name is. It's Gentry. Thanks, guys, and rock on.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, we play a game tonight with you called "I'm going to find the Gentry entry."
Yeah, it sounds like entry. Just do it gently.
Yeah, I'll do it, Gentry.
Yeah, it's going to answer the Gentry.
Jesus,
what's this like inside of this Gentry?
Me.
All the gentlemen celebrating my 49th birthday today, I would like the following, and hopefully, guys, when and if Pain in the Grass comes back in 2022, I can give you all a big hug. So for Stevie the Packers fan, how about a Vince Neil, I just said that, and Coach Ted encouraging me to do better in life.
I just said that.
I'll tell you what, want to do better in life? It's like doing better on the field. It starts with hard work, fundamentals. That might be something simple. Getting out of the house, you know, drinking more water. Maybe taking a walk. Steve, I know you got some health issues, so maybe it's riding an exercise bike, something like that. But every small step builds to the bigger step.
Good advice. Guys, please wish my dad, James Gilbert, a happy birthday. The old man is 60 today. To make his day special, please give him a Wendy Williams and the captain, Captain Crunch. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Ooh. Well, ahoy there. You're turning 60 years old. I'll let you in on a secret. The Pillsbury Doughboy, also 60 years old, and as a result, suffers from erectile dysfunction. Viagra doesn't help him, but he just sprinkles yeast on his groin because yeast makes dough rise. Crunch Bears.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails, guys. Ola Bacholas listening to the podcast on the Odyssey app since I lived 3 hours ahead of y'all in beautiful Lexington, Kentucky. You guys brought up corn pudding the other day. I had to email in to describe my favorite part of my family's Thanksgiving meal.
Okay.
While we live in Kentucky, most of my family comes from Wilmington, North Carolina, where corn pudding is a lot more common than out west. Think of it as almost a mashup between a quiche, custard, and souffle. The way my mom makes it is she takes cream corn, eggs, some kind of binder, flour, starch, probably a little sugar. Consistency is almost like a souffle that broke and gets runny, but with more solid top since it's a baked dish. Best damn part of the meal. More you know that from Patrick in Kentucky.
That's what I'm saying. I had never heard of it till this Thanksgiving, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah, that sounded good, what he just said.
Right, like, again, corn, sweetness, south.
Yep. Weirdest thing you've seen, guys. I've never seen a UFO to my knowledge, but I've seen four things enter the atmosphere and burn up. The first was in the Skykomish Valley, 2008, going north to south. Next three were in the last year in southern Washington, near I-5, and outside of Wenatchee. A hell of a weird sight to see something burning across the sky. Also not defending Mike's recipe of hamburger and eggs, but a taco omelet from Maltby's Cafe is legit. Stay classy, guys. That's from the friendly IT guy, a.k.a. the High Plains Drifter. Well, the taco omelet has seasoned beef.
See, that's
the
difference.
And then it's got salsa, and then it's got sour cream probably on it as well. So think about huevos rancheros, but without a tortilla.
And yeah, beans. Mike is straight up just ground beef and what scrambled eggs, right?
Yeah.
And that is it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a little salt and pepper to it.
Well, don't go crazy.
In Mike's defense, I made the statement that you just don't see ground beef.
Right.
So they're just supporting Mike that ground beef can be there.
Okay.
Because huevos rancheros, that doesn't have beef in it, does it?
No.
All right.
Yeah, no beef. But you can also get chorizo. So chorizo is the typical one. If they're going to throw anything in there, they'll grind it up.
Yeah.
Not a pork product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess the taco omelet. Where did he say he was? Maltby?
Yeah. Maltby's Cafe is legit.
All right. For some reason, like authentic taco is usually a Mexican place. But I feel like if it's a taco pizza or taco omelet, you're a little outside the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're no longer trying to be authentic because it's a taco pizza.
Yeah.
Couple of childhood memories, all the guys. Earlier, you guys asked the most memorable childhood events. Think of your childhood and bam, the first memory. First thought, when I was little, I called the police while my mom was in the shower because I saw two men approaching the front door. There's an urgent knocking at the door. My mom comes running down the stairs in a towel to find out. I called the police on Jehovah's Witnesses by accident. That from Sam.
You know, it's probably the most goddamn excitement they had that day.
Mm-hmm. Couple more. Guys, I'm a cleaner at a school, but the school I went to, I remember, it was school prank day. Vaseline was put on all the railings in the stairwells. All the signs had to be replaced, and all the tables were moved out of the cafe and into the hallway. Good times. That from Chad. Guys, I went to Stadium High School in Tacoma. Yes, I was there during the filming of 10 Things I Hate About You, but different story, 98-99. A couple of people parked in a turnaround where parents drop off their kids and shot up heroin. Jeez. And then OD'd in the car. They were found at Harvester Restaurant a couple blocks away. Bunch of kids saw a dead person in the car walking into school. Cops were called, got lots of counseling afterward. Rock on, guys, that from Midori.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. All right, so we got a list here. Thank you to Steve Hill for sending this over. It's the 10 weirdest menu items from American fast food chains in other countries.
And you already know we're going to be pissed.
There is, but there's a couple of them that are kind of like gross?
No, I'm sure there's a few. I'm like, yeah, have fun in the country. Other times, it's like, man, do it here because you know we want to eat it.
Right, and there's some, honestly, that are just like, you can't believe they're not American because they're way over the top, and you're just like, that's got to be an American thing. Like, stuff.
See, and that's the ones we'll want.
Stuff more in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where are we starting around the world here? Let's do this like Epcot.
Ooh.
We'll eat around the world.
We're starting in Italy.
Starting in Italy.
So Italy has a Nutella burger.
Okay.
Right. And you might think, hey, what about Nutella on top of a burger? Kind of like peanut butter goes on top of a burger sometimes.
Sure, sure, sure.
But you'd be wrong. Basically, it's just a McDonald's regular hamburger bun that's got Nutella in it.
No.
The treat is called Sweaty con Nutella.
Sweaty con Nutella?
Sweetie.
Oh.
Jeez.
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
You know it's good if you can sell something called sweaty anything.
Well, it's available in Italy. Remember, Nutella starts in Italy, right? It's a hazelnut spread. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. But yeah, it's not like, it's not a burger, again, for anything. It's just literally the McDonald's bun. They put Nutella in there. It's kind of hot. You pull it apart. I mean, it looks pretty good, right? Like, you got, like, Nutella just dripping out
of it. So there's no burger in there. It's just the Nutella.
Right, there's no burger.
Ah, okay.
I'm just calling it the Nutella burger.
It's kind of a dessert item.
But you put peanut butter on a burger in some places. You think Nutella wouldn't work? They're both nut-based spreads.
They're nut-based, but Nutella leans so sweet. Like, typically with a burger, I don't want anything to sweeten it.
I have had a Nutella crepe with bananas and peanut butter.
Yeah, I need the hell out of
it. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. But peanut butter on the burger seemed crazy at first, too. That's what I'm like, I'd try Nutella on a burger.
It might be, okay? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. By the way, if you don't recognize that, Ted, that's the Italian national anthem. Sing along at home.
I don't recognize it. Speaking of McDonald's in Italy, their sides are a little different as well. I think for most of us, we think of McDonald's, hands down, the best fries at fast food.
Sure.
Right? Like, they always get voted on this and that. For Italians, though, those perfect McDonald's fries can't compete with a brick of Parmesan cheese.
You know what? I'll take
they
Parmesan
just give
cheese.
You a brick of Parmesan cheese.
Known as the snack alla Parmigiana. I almost got that one out.
Yeah, I know. That just sounded pretty good.
Snack alla Parmigiana. The side is the standard substitute for fries in Italy if a customer opts for it. The cheese is pure Parmigiano Reggiano.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blends both tastiness and relatively healthiness.
Oh, I would take that.
Yep.
Best of all, and I respect this, McDonald's Italiano has officially dubbed it the pocket cheese.
Pocket cheese?
Pocket cheese.
Well, because it's wrapped up in like a little thing. See, there you go.
Oh.
It's like wrapped up in a little container. Almost
a little
like
snack.
Almost like a baby bell.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to, you could put it in your pocket.
All right.
Everybody knows I invented the pocket dog.
Which the hot dog in the pocket.
I saw a pocket burger last weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Friend of ours, got him a burger with no condiments because he likes them plain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, I think he forgot the burger was in there. And I was like, hey, man, did you eat that plain burger? And he's like, oh, there it is.
Pocket burger.
So, warm it up for me.
Pocket burger.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that. He just doesn't like ketchup, I think.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. What about the cheese? This is Singapore and Saudi Arabia. They both have these. Kentucky Fried Chicken is a menu item known only as the cheese. You probably guessed what it is. It's the cheese is a chicken pizza.
I did not guess that. I thought that would have been what Italy called their Parmesan thing. Cheese.
This thing looks awesome, man.
The chicken is the crust.
Yeah. Right, a flat piece of fried chicken as the crust. It adds toppings there, like mozzarella and marinara. While this could be easily, it sounds like an odd cousin of chicken parmesan. The most common toppings, and this is going to piss everybody off, I love it, are pineapple chunks and ham, making it more of a Hawaiian, Singaporean, Italian Frankenstein.
Okay. I mean, other than the pineapple, that thing looks great.
Mm-hmm. I want to say, they're hard to find. I haven't seen one yet in person, but I think Foster Farms might make a pizza that legit the crust is chicken.
Is chicken? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give that a try, man.
Yeah, and it's hard to find because I look for it every time at my local QFC.
Let me know if you find it. By the way, Mike, who's our national anthem? Are we listening to him?
This would be Saudi Arabia.
I thought that was Saudi Arabia. Yeah, yeah. Sing along at home.
Mm-hmm. The next one up. Now, this one is absolutely insane. I don't know how this one isn't American.
This one is called Staying in Singapore. This one is called the Double Sensation Pizza. Basically, they got crazy pizzas at the Pizza Huts over there, right? The Double Sensation Pizza is a pizza inside of a pizza. All right, pay attention now. At the outermost edge, the Double Sensation Pizza has a stuffed crust with multiple kinds of cheese oozing out of the holes on the side. So it's not just stuffed crust. There's also cheese oozing out.
All right.
All right.
One of the few times that ooze is a good word.
Continuing inward, the pie is topped with like a typical Supreme pizza. Through halfway through the slices, it reveals its namesake. Each slice is cut in half by another crust, again stuffed. Right? See, you're like pulling it out Miles? So that's again stuffed. Trust me, I read this thing three times. It's hard to fathom it. So imagine a crazy stuffed crust pizza on the outside.
Another ring of crust on the inside.
But then when you get to the middle, probably we're like, I'm trying to think. Like, think of like a big giant Danish.
All right.
So then there's another stuffed crust inside of there. This time with cheese and sausage, the pie continues inward with more Supreme toppings till it reaches the center where it's garnished with a red stem cherry.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is, and there's so much stuffing going on, I can't believe it's not American.
Yeah, we're all about to stuff it in there.
Yeah, we're always trying to add more stuff in
there. Just fit it in the crust, man. There's room.
Well, and it's funny, too, is like fast food is so American, but like, I don't know if you've seen this. Like, I want to say it's like Kuwait, or I think it's Kuwait. Like, they have a diabetes problem now because going to fast food is like a night out.
It's becoming a rage, yeah.
Right. And they're all, a lot of those countries are Islamic countries, right? So people don't drink booze. You know, you're not doing drugs and stuff. So that's like Friday night. You go to fast food, but then people liked it so much.
Right. It's a hit. They like it for the same reason we do.
Right. But also in Asia, they tend to do things a little crazier. So, I mean, they got hot dog pizzas with hot dogs on them, this and that.
Oh, just like Mexico.
Yeah. I will say, have you seen the pizza that has the little slider on the end?
No.
That one looks good. Well, because Mike, we tried.
Oh, yeah, you showed me a picture of that,
right, yes. And we tried the little Caesars with the calzone on the end.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
It was really good.
All right, we're going to go to China now, Mike.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts has some strange things. The dried pork and seaweed donuts are exactly as described. They're topped with crumbles of dry seaweed and pork flakes. Sounds weird, but it's sweet and salty, right? The donut base itself is different than what Americans expect. The dried pork and seaweed donuts are yeast donuts being made with less sugar.
Okay, all right.
Yeast donuts are hard to find, but you can find them.
I've had one. Actually, I liked them.
So it makes the whole snack a savory meal instead of a sugary dessert. I mean, look, I like it. It's if you ever had a bao?
Yes.
Right. So it's basically like, it's like a circle one of those and stuff.
Okay.
So I'd try it, man. I mean, it's pork, it's seaweed, which is weird. I don't like the seaweed chips, but I like seaweed salad.
Most of the time I do like
seaweed. Yeah, I like seaweed salad as well. But not
like
chips.
Wow.
I know, believe your mind.
Hang on, did you hear that?
I did.
Scrape it off a boat, maybe I'll eat it.
It's not a vegetable, though. I mean, right. It's still not a vegetable. I mean, it is.
Seaweed salad counts as a vegetable?
What's
the grass of the sea.
But technically, like, what is seaweed? I know what
it's
it is.
Very good for you.
But, sure, but like when I eat it, like, am I eating a vegetable or am I just
grass? It's a vegetable,
grass is a vegetable.
Yeah, I mean,
it's related to iceberg lettuce. I learned that today.
Tumbleweeds, yeah.
Tumbleweeds.
All those things.
Now we go to New Zealand. I'm kidding, Mike. We're going to Japan. Well, because it's the All Black Burgers.
New Zealand's
famous for their All Blacks. Black.
Okay.
The sports team.
People are like, wait, what?
Yeah.
The sports team.
Japanese fast food, right? For the black bun burgers at their Burger King's named Kuru Burgers. Kuru literally means black in Japan. Japanese.
Okay.
The buns are charred black and further blackened with the addition of squid ink. On top of that, the cheese slices are made with made from bamboo charcoal, also come out jet black. If that wasn't enough, the sauce and beef patty are also blackened, leaving the only optional lettuce, tomato, and onion, the only ingredients not entirely Kuru.
Okay. Damn.
By the way, the trend caught on in the area. McDonald's Hong Kong introduced their own black ink burgers and competing all white burgers.
Ha. Mm-hmm. You know the secret to that one.
Ground chicken.
Y'all white burgers?
Yeah.
There you go. If you don't know what it looks like.
That looks terrible.
Yeah, I'm just not sure.
I would try it, but it does not look good.
That's a bet. That's like we all go, all right, let's get one. Just do it.
It looks like the thing you left in the oven overnight and go, damn it, man. Now we have to throw it out.
I would eat that black one before I'd eat the red one.
I'd eat the red one first.
The red one to me just seems like it's going to be fire hot. We're talking Asia, and it's red and color.
Right.
I have no idea what that red one is, but I'm just like, that looks spicy to me. Let's see. South Korea, they got the Kit Kat quesadilla. This one, actually, this is a Taco Bell item. This one, though, you might be all right. They're only in the Midwest right now, but they have a Kit Kat chocodile. Basically, look, you take Kit Kats, you take a tortilla, you melt them in there like you would a quesadilla.
Okay.
But in the Midwest, they're trying these out, and there's a Twix one as well.
Ooh.
So that one could be showing up to a house near you or a fast food near you.
That would be good.
Or a belly near you.
The last one I'll leave you with, the Tabasco Sundae. McDonald's Hong Kong in 2017 to try a new variety of the Tabasco Fudge Sundae. It was part of a thing. Basically, they had a whole thing with Tabasco, with the burgers and this and that. They made the sundae, but it ended up stealing the show. Really? Everybody's like, the Tabasco burger's good, the Tabasco fries are good, but we love the sundae, the spicy lineup there. Hmm. It was not added to the shake as the topping, as you might expect, but blended in with the vanilla ice cream, making the entire affair unsettlingly spicy.
I bet with Tabasco on top. I've never tried that with ice cream, but I give it a shot.
Have you ever had spicy ice cream?
No.
Never have.
Have you ever had spicy chocolate, like the Mexican kind?
Yeah, that's fine.
I hated it.
Okay, all right.
Somebody bought it for me, and I was like, I like chocolate. And they were like, try it. And then I was like, why? Is everything on fire? This is awful.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
There's a man in Missouri that is suing Folgers. What would you possibly have against Folgers?
The taste? I don't know.
They're grossly misrepresenting. That's a quote. Grossly misrepresenting the number of cups of coffee that are in a container.
Well, I mean, most people like a weaker coffee.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you use as much as you want to make it stronger.
Well,
it depends on the size of your cup. I have like a 10. And I understand a cup is 8 ounces. We get it. But generally speaking, I grab my coffee cup. It's anywhere, probably about 10.
Right.
So in my mind, I'm drinking 2 cups of coffee a day.
Right.
It works out to be 2.5. So how big is your cup? That's one.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
And settle down. It's coffee.
What do you think you're going to get from Folgers?
Right.
Right. Yeah, our bad.
Free, I mean, like,
here's another can of Folgers.
All right, we will change our labeling henceforth.
Right.
The most expensive city in the world to live in resides in what country? What do you guys think?
I'm gonna guess.
Whoa. Most expensive city in the world to live in is in which country?
It's gonna be either like Tokyo or like Dubai.
Okay.
I'll say Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Ted, any guesses on the most expensive city? You do know.
Mm-hmm.
It is in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Israel, really? Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Target. I watched a whole special in Tel Aviv a few years ago. Like, it's supposed to be like a hip, cool spot. Like, you forget, it's like right there on the Mediterranean. Like, it's on the water.
Yeah. My sister-in-law went there. She said it was incredible, to your point that you're making. She said the weird thing was people party there all the time. And when she asked them, why do you party so much? And they said, look, man, when you live the life where everyone around you wants to kill you, that's one. Like, literally, every country wants to kill you. And there's, like, rockets and bombs falling in your city all the time. You stop worrying about death, and you're going to party. Because you honestly feel like you might be dead tomorrow.
Huh.
But they don't take that as something to be depressed about, because right, they're like, sure, it's just the case. They're like, hey, you party all the time. So, like, to a man, they all said that. Like, hey, there's bombs falling over the wall. If I'm going out tonight, dude, I'm going out high, dancing. She was all like, right. God damn, okay.
Target is once again selling matching jackets for you and your dog.
No.
You don't want to match jackets?
No.
No.
Come on, no, man. That'd make a great Christmas card. Yeah. Can send it to everybody.
I think it depends on the dog.
Yeah?
Why? Yeah.
It might depend on the jacket, all right? So your team makes the Super Bowl. Yeah, maybe on this day that I'm walking in, we're both rocking our gear. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if it's just a standard jacket, like, no.
No, I think if it's a kind of like badass-looking dog, you can match them.
And you'll still get the Seattle special. Someone will talk to your dog and not you, and then
right,
walk by.
That's right.
Woman who used to live across the
street. Doesn't matter what you wear.
Exactly right.
A woman who lived across the street from me.
And then keep going and then not even acknowledge that you exist.
That's right. She wore like the Gordon's Fisherman yellow raincoat, right?
All right.
And her dog would too. And I can never take my eyes off. I don't know, it just bugged me, but I was sitting there drinking a cup of coffee.
Oh, man.
Just staring at her like, God, you annoy me. No reason at all. She was very nice.
You've never gotten a raincoat for your dog?
No.
Oh. Well, your dog must like the rain then.
No.
No.
I'm like, no, I don't like it either. And the only reason we're out here is because you don't know how to poop in the toilet, right? So I'm like, deal with it.
You've never gotten your dog like a little teeny tiny rain jacket that they can put up over their head and over their back so they don't get all soaking wet?
Nope.
No? All right.
How many do you have?
I'd be?
Yeah.
More than one?
No, just one.
Okay.
He loves it. He hates the rain.
Really?
Apparently there's a secret Alexa code that unlocks a hidden super mode, but it doesn't really do anything.
I was gonna say, what is super mode for Alexa?
It's apparently like a game reference. I think it's the same Super Mario up, up, down, down, left, right thing.
Okay.
So I think it's just a Easter egg inside of her.
Okay, I gotcha. All right.
We need an easier way to a machine that we don't have to touch and just yell at.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah, when do we get so lazy?
Come on, super mode. Oh, you got one of those standard models. Ah, living in the dark ages, are you? A woman in Ireland is suing IKEA.
My whole house is juiced up and connected to all these appliances.
A woman in Ireland is suing IKEA. What could you possibly be suing IKEA for?
Because the instructions, when you put things together, it always shows people smiling.
No.
And that never has happened.
Miles actually has this complaint. She says that there was she was hit in the head by a falling flat pack and couldn't find her way out for 3 hours because she was so dazed.
I believe that. It's confusing.
You can barely just walk through there in 3 hours.
Yeah, right. They need to give you a map.
They do. Well, they do
just
have maps.
Follow the footprints, man.
They're up. Like, if you look up, they do have a little map that tells you where you can cut in if you want to. But, man, if you're on the back nine, you're going all the way around.
Yeah.
There's no more cut-throughs. A woman's face got burned during a laser facial because the technician was arguing with her boyfriend.
And did you see her?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it was bad.
I didn't want to see that because...
Why was the boyfriend in there?
Might have been on the phone.
Now, either way, however she's communicating, she's already been giving this woman laser treatment, right?
Laser.
Right.
And anyway, but, you know, as you jerk around, when you get upset, you know, your movements aren't at their best. And you can tell. So they showed a picture of this woman who's getting a laser treatment. I mean, like, the back of her neck's all burned up. It was bad, man. I just can't believe how long the argument went on before the client, you know, would have said, like, hey,
you're doing this to my face.
Do this when you're done, or I can come back later. But please don't do both at the same time.
Right. Exactly. Debt collectors have just been permitted to slide into your DMs. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you need to follow them?
Follow them?
So in other words, like
all
on
right,
Twitter.
To get into a DM.
Yeah, like to get on. If I want to send someone a DM, then
on Twitter that is the case, but on Facebook, unless you're private or blocked or something like that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
They can't actually just reach out and do it. Same with on Instagram and stuff like that. So
I mean, it did say there's some stipulations that if they do DM your ass to say, hey man, you owe us money. That needs to be your whole spiel. You have to identify who you are, blah, blah, blah.
So if you owe somebody money and
they can make your DMs.
Turn your stuff to private.
Exactly. Get ready. They're
coming. Isn't that what they're saying?
Yeah, basically.
After delaying his wedding due to the pandemic, a groom got food poisoning on his wedding day. So the bride strapped an iPad to a clothing steamer and dressed it in a suit as a stand-in.
That's just sad.
We're going to make this day go on, doggone it. It's happening.
It kind of worked out for him. Like, you know what? Cool. Yeah, baby. Do that.
You do your thing. It's all your friends anyway.
Oh, my God. I just saw the laser surgery. Holy smokes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. A new study found the secret weapon to prevent holiday weight gain, and it makes perfect sense. It's prunes.
Well, yeah, but why would I want to eat those at the holidays?
Right. I finished every Thanksgiving dinner with a bottle of Metamucil.
I'm so hungry that I'm full, but now I'm going to eat more just so I can poop?
Right.
Is that the idea?
That's exactly what it is.
I'm telling you, Metamucil, man. Take one every night. You'll be fine.
Is that the secret? You just eat a prune when you're done a big meal?
Pretty much.
Ooh, we're just making space.
Just I'll eat a prune.
Need something to get moving again is all you need there.
How about prune juice? Same difference.
You Bring think, glass. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, just something that'll flush the system. Just things that... Coffee the next morning tends to be my trick. Our friends over at BuzzFeed asked young people to name old people trends that they'd like to get rid of. So do we know any in this room? We have the top seven here on this list.
Are they trends that old people liked or that old people still do?
Well,
It's things that old people are doing
Since we're not of that generation, you are.
Sure.
Why don't we just admit over on this side whether we do these things or not?
Oh, okay. So that's not a bad call.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know
what annoys my kids?
Right, exactly. I mean, I kind of know by the look, but I'm not sure.
But that's all dad
jokes. They talk about amongst themselves.
Right. What are you saying behind my back?
Right.
Alrighty. So, number seven on this list is all the participation trophy jokes. It says, sure, the young people got them, but their parents and grandparents handed them out. So, who's really to blame here?
No, you're 100% correct on that.
Yeah. I agree with that.
The kids never asked for it. Some group of people determined that I feel bad because Billy was not good enough to get the ribbon, right? I mean,
that's okay.
That's how that
but
works. That's why they called it a competition. That's why they keep scoring games because on some level it does matter. And the people that score the most and do it the most frequently get rewarded with just this little physical thing to remind them, which is a trophy.
Exactly. At the end of the year, if you get a trophy, you have a pizza party. You all get together and do something.
Right. Even the worst soccer team.
We all agree on that. But younger people are saying is
stop making fun of it.
So, right, because everybody's always bitching, but it's like we were the the generation that started it didn't stop anybody. You know, why are we doing this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Another one on this list is obsessive yard work. Mowing the lawn and picking up every blade of grass is not a personality trait.
I got out of that game a long time ago.
I do it, but here's the thing, and with age comes wisdom generally. We do it to get away from it. I mean, I'd be dead honest with this,
sure.
Right?
That's
so,
right.
Like, during the summer, like, it's not because I care about my yard that much. But if you're going to bug me and try to nickel and dime me all goddamn day during summertime, right? When the kids are home,
like, outside.
I don't work out the yard. That one, I'm outdoors. And then the kids are more prone to leave me alone because the rule is, and then if you're going to stay in there, you're going to help.
Exactly.
And they smoke bomb their ass out of there. You can go play basketball. You can do whatever you want. But I'm going here because you leave me alone. I'm drinking beer and I'm listening to the music I want to listen to.
Like a sense of satisfaction. There are four guys every morning in Fremont. No matter what, they bring out the leaf blowers. And they start clearing off their area in front of their shops, the grasses, the sidewalk. Man. They blow leaves every single day. I don't know. It must bring them ultimate satisfaction. Like, the leaves are still falling. They're blowing them into the street. The wind blows them
back.
It's like,
goodness gracious.
What are you doing?
Right.
I think of this sometimes in the cities, too, like on the East Coast, you'd see people out there, especially in the summertime, with a hose all the time. Every morning.
Exactly.
Well, I used to have to sweep a asphalt parking lot.
Yeah, they were pretty. You're right, man. Mm-hmm. East Coast. Yeah. I mean, everything had to. You needed a clean place to vomit and pee later. So let's make our parking lot look as good as we can.
Annoying boomer trends that need to go. Anything that treats alcoholism like a quirky personality trait, not a serious problem. My parents are particularly notorious for doing this, and it's not okay at all.
Yeah, you're probably right, but it's not going to change.
Right.
Like, is there an example?
It doesn't give an example, no.
All right. We'll make fun of just having the drunk uncle. We just accept it. You know, the guys are drunk. They're saying, hey, man, it's a serious thing. Guess what? We know it's a serious thing, but I got news for you. If somebody ain't going to change, they ain't going to do it.
It got me I love your idealism,
but don't worry about it.
Right. Calling instead of texting.
Ha! Guilty. Guilty.
It says, except in the case of an emergency. In an age where it's possible for me to respond to you at my leisure, as opposed to having to drop everything I'm doing to pay immediate attention to you, why bother with the hassle?
I agree with them on that one. Just, if it ain't important, just a text works.
Right.
My thing is, when I'm driving, though, and I make a phone call, it's because I'm driving. I'm not going to text. So if I get a text that comes out of my phone, I will just call that person and go, hey, man, I'm driving. What's up?
Right.
I don't know if that's the worst thing, but they contacted me first.
But I think fine. I think they're saying, like, when parents have to call you.
Right.
You know, just like.
Most of the time when I'm getting a phone call, I'm not in a headspace to have a conversation just yet.
Yeah, generally not.
Mm-hmm.
So I've called you six times. Yeah, I know.
I know, man.
I know this. Have you noticed I have not picked up in those six calls? Like,
I'm also not a very efficient texter.
Yeah.
So it's often better that I just... And often, my texts are misconstrued because I'm a little bit curt.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm trying to come across, like, brash. It's just that...
Right.
Oh, you weren't trying to be mean?
Like, yeah, right, exactly.
Dang, man.
Exactly.
Throw in an LOL once in a while, Miles.
Right.
Here, ha-ha.
Ha-ha-ha.
I hate you. Ha-ha.
Annoying boomer
I
trends.
I was going to say, also, like, don't leave messages.
Right.
I know you've called.
Right.
Like, I know. It tells me I've missed the call. I'll call you back. Or sometimes, like, I never leave a message. I'll send a text like, hey, hit me back whenever.
Exactly. Yeah. Making youngsters feel bad for not buying their own house. Is damn, you could buy a house for the price of a coffee, whereas we're stuck in the rent cycle for years, then shamed for little pleasures like avocado toast. Not a bad call. My parents...
I don't know anyone getting shamed for that. Like, you need to recognize the economy, man.
Right.
Right.
It's impossible.
But again, the boomers, it's constant. Well, in my day, like, I did this and that by that point. It's like, right, but...
In your day, you had a pension.
Yeah, it was different. Right, it's completely different.
Everything was guaranteed.
There were subsidies to move to the suburbs.
Right. Y'all took advantage of the system, and so they changed the system, and now we don't get that.
Right, that is part of it. Like, right, you found a way to circumvent the system, so they come up with these things, and now people are screwed. But, I mean, like, inflation is... way outpaced salary increase,
Folks bought their first house for $68,000.
Mm-hmm. What could you buy in Seattle for $68,000?
Nothing.
Maybe a nice car.
Not true. You could buy a Tesla and sleep in it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then be taking it if it stays there more than 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Annoying boomer trends. Boomers love to slut-shame younger women online. All right. That's fun.
What?
The one that kills me. Can you believe how short the skirts are? And this and that. It's like, look, I saw a group of teenage girls. But now you've made it kind of sexual.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point.
Like, just, you know what, they're like, okay, like, fashion changes. Yay. Sure, in the 70s, people were all upset because girls weren't wearing bras.
Yeah, it changes because it comes back around.
So I was going to say, that's been there, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you've already seen this movie.
This one says it's probably a small issue compared to some of the others on here, but I do wish that people of older generations would stop just randomly showing up to visit without checking if it's okay first.
I don't think anybody should do that.
It takes no time at all to send a message or call in advance. It may not specifically be a boomer thing, but I don't know anyone under the age of 40 who does this. Yeah, just
I would do all the wrong things. Dude, I'll call you. Like, going to someone close to where someone lives, you know?
Yeah.
I'll just pick up the phone. Hey, man, I'm real close to you, man. What are you doing? Leave a message. They'll just pop over if they don't respond.
And this is the number one annoying boomer trend, as according to BuzzFeed. The customer is always right excuse and not allowing employees to adequately defend themselves. The customer is the customer. The service you get is a privilege, not a right, and you better believe that you can be denied service.
I never bought the customers. I believed it up until I got my first job. Right, because that's what you always heard,
right.
And that's the way things are portrayed on TV. When I got my first job, it's like, it's in my first shift, I'm like, hey, that customer thing, can a customer get their ass beat too?
It's right.
He can be right and get his ass kicked.
Exactly. I'll
beat his right ass out this
Did
door.
Did you see the one of the woman walking into the glass door?
No.
She's like getting takeout. She's like, you get the order right the first time. It's America. You get it right the first time.
Oh, my God.
She spins around. She walks out. And just like, I don't know if it's like a push or pull, but she walks into the door. She screws it up. I'm like, hey, didn't get it right the first time.
Ah.
Un-American, get her out.
A man in Louisiana broke into someone's house, but don't worry, he's got a good reason.
What was the reason?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Think about cock headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drink it time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!